I do want to ask one quick question before we leave, and it's a hard question because it's, you know, it's something I don't even want to think about.
Welcome to a special episode of the Calling with Colin Show. You're about to listen to the responses to a question that Colin asks every guest on our show. I won't reveal the question just yet, but I'll give you a clue with this powerful quote by Seneca. Let us prepare our minds as we come to the very end of life. Let us postpone nothing. Let us balance life's books each day. The one who puts finishing touches on their life each day is never short of time. End quote. It is reminders like this one that we desperately need in our lives every day. A thought or an idea that we choose to ignore. Simply our ego protecting us from the truth. This question is powerful because it humbles you while at the same time fueling your drive to do that one thing you've been holding back from doing, because you know that tomorrow might never come and the only thing we have is right now, the present moment, this gift. Whether it's to ask that girl out on a date or open that business that you're deeply passionate about. Memento mori, my friends. Let's start the show.
Oh, God, that's a good question.
Oh man, that is a hard question.
Oh, that is loaded.
Oh man, that's a great question.
It's something I don't even want to think about. For me, for you, for Coleman, for anybody. But if you were to pass away tomorrow, what do you want to be remembered for?
I think, you know, just being an honest, good Christian person, you know, somebody that's caring, somebody that, you know, loves their fellow man, and just know that, you know, I love all the kids.
Thank you, man.
If I died tomorrow, I'd want to be remembered for being a good person, a good father, a good husband, you know, making a positive impact on people, on the world. You know, if I died tomorrow, I'd feel like I died too soon because I wanted to make a bigger impact, to be honest with you. But I mean, I think that I would leave a legacy, a very strong legacy behind with my three little boys and all the people that we've been able to touch through Redcon. And I mean, that ultimately, that is what's important to me, is making that big impact on the world.
Oh man, that is a hard question. I want to be remembered for my faith, not my religion, because I'm not a religious person, but I am a man of faith. And there's a big old difference between religion and faith. There's a whole lot of religious people that I don't want nothing to do with, God. But when, you know, what did you do when times got hard? Who did you call? What did you... If I can be remembered as a tremendous, now, I say I'm nothing, I'm absolutely worth it, but I would love to be remembered as a tremendous man of faith. You know, if nothing else, remember the old man had a whole lot of faith. It's easy to have faith when the winds are fair and the weather, the sky is blue and everything is sunny, but what do you do when trouble comes and when the hard times come, man? If you can persevere and hold on to your faith through the hard times, then you'll know, because faith untested is just I got a good idea or a whole lot of talk. But when that test comes, then you find out if you really got faith or not. So, amen. Man of faith, that's how I want, you know, put that on my tombstone, I'll be happy. Man of faith.
That I was made to change the world, and that I lived every single day fully and as a force for good, determined to give a voice to the voiceless, to help people know that you are not your scars, you're not what's happened to you, you're not anything external, you're this amazing, incredible, divine being that has value, that has purpose, that has meaning, that is worthy, that is loved, that is loving. And so every single day, living as a force for good, that I was made to change the world, that I lived into that purpose, that I accepted that calling, and that I answered the call.
You know, giving people great products that are health promoting rather than health robbing. And the bigger picture is promoting and the advancement of the kingdom of God here on earth. Everybody needs God. That's why the world's in such disarray. The more we try to take God away, the worse it gets.
Yeah, I have thought about it, and it goes back to my purpose. You know, I lost my mother to cancer in my early 20s. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up, so to speak, and my father got remarried in a very short period of time and moved to Florida. So I found myself kind of alone figuring that out in a very transitional period in life. And I got into commercial real estate, and there were a lot of assholes in the industry that rooted for my failure as opposed to help me out. I'm still scarred by that, and that's what drives me to do what I do every day. So I just hope that the world would remember me for making the commercial real estate industry a better place and a more diverse place, a place that is abundant and everybody can win. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I do what I do.
If I passed away tomorrow, what would I want to be remembered for? I would definitely want to be remembered for just living my life. Like, even though I work hard, I'm known for eyebrows, but I am known for traveling and having the most fun, the life of the party, and just, you know, having a good time and enjoying my life. So if I passed away, besides being a hard worker, I will be wanting to remember for just always having a good time and knowing that I live my life.
I want to remember for being kind, for having high character, and for being in general a good person who cares about people and kick ass on the drum set, man.
Oh, God, that's a good question. Just being a down-to-earth person, I think that's all you can really be remembered for, because as time goes on, everyone gets forgotten.
Oh, that is loaded. I would want to be remembered for creating a large network that drives massive impact in the men's space.
Huh. And that's a good one. I think throughout the years, you know, I have certainly been someone that's jumped from project to project and skill to skill. And when I was younger, I used to be down on myself from, you know, what I perceived to be uncommitted to different skills. But in hindsight now, you know, with the work that I'm doing now, especially in the canine education space, you know, I've seen that it's really that context of having worked on so many projects and in so many different capacities that's allowed me to have this, you know, unique ability to tackle this problem that I'm looking to solve. So, and if I were to die tomorrow, I think I'd want to be known for, you know, in some capacity, being able to help revolutionize, you know, the way that people live with their dogs. But from a more, esoteric place, I think I'd just like to be known of being of service to people, you know, of being that person that, you know, was just there for people regardless of the situation, and I showed up and put my best foot forward and helped push the needle, you know, even on their objectives, even if it was at no interest of my own.
I definitely would want to be remembered for the guy that kind of started, you know, social media influencer marketing, as strange as that sounds, because I definitely was very, very early on for that. Obviously, FitT is the catalyst to that story. I wouldn't have been able to do that strategy without having that brand. But, you know, just the guy that kind of sparked, you know, really what social media is today, for better or worse. But I definitely like that to be a part of my legacy as far as one of my, you know, really short five words of what I am. And if I had to, on the side note, you know, really spreading awareness to health and wellness towards entrepreneurs, because I think as of late, that's been something that I've been spreading a lot, and it's kind of been a part of my messaging, just because I know it's so important.
Oh man, that's a great question. I would say I'd want to be remembered for the way in which I approached every day of my life in the idea of service, kind of similar to the, I'm sure it's similar to the military background, but I have a little bit of a law enforcement background, and that was the first passion. Just through injuries and surgeries, wasn't able to kind of pursue that. But I've always grown up in a civil service family, and I found marketing, which is what I'm doing right now, to kind of fill that gap for me in that idea of helping serve other people and help them achieve their dreams. That's kind of what helps me sleep at night. And I kind of take that approach to every aspect of my life, whether it be, you know, my career, my new wife, just everything. I try to always be in service to others.
Yeah, it's a very hard question. I would like to be known for the fact that whoever I got to interact with, anyone that I got to talk, or anyone who got to maybe watch a podcast of mine or something, anyone that I had a touch point with, that I was able to give them some sort of value in their life, whether it's personal, professional, friendship, whatever it was, that they could look back and say, oh, knowing Ron, man, I got some value out of that relationship. I got some value out of that person. What they did with that value, you know, not in my control, but I want to be known as someone that if you were able to, you know, possibly, you know, I got the honor to meet you, or you got the honor to meet me, whatever it may be, that you walk away at least with knowing that, hey, I was able to get value from him. And I think that's the biggest thing that's become purpose for me.
Having the best funeral ever in the history. So here's my plan. When I die, like, we're not gonna wear, well, we always wear black anyway, but like, we're not gonna dress up fancy. I'm not gonna inconvenience anybody like that. And we're just gonna open the mic, and we're just gonna have people up there telling stories with Stuman. I've done so much crazy shit in my life that's hilarious, funny, mind-blowing. You never freaking expect it, that there's gonna be people up there just telling stories. There will be shit that entertains people forever. And when I leave, people be like, now that's a legacy. That's how you leave a legacy. Everybody hated to see you leave, but they had a hell of a good time talking about you one more time on the way out.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you got value from this, I would encourage you to leave us a 5-star review. It helps us spread the word of our show, Colin with Colin. Also, connect with us on social media at ColinWayne1 and Digital Jeff. If you tag us across social media with today's episode, screenshot this episode, post it, and we'll be reposting it. Be sure to tune in. Episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll see you on the next episode. Hey, I see you. Actually, no, I don't. I don't see you, but if you want to see us on video, go to our YouTube channel, Colin Wayne, search that, and you'll be able to see all of our episodes in video format. Hop over and be sure to subscribe. Colin Wayne in the search title.